I really don't know what kind of cheese you call it. It's just buttermilk cheese or egg.
Okay. What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Well, you bring your milk in and get a clean pail and have a strainer, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you strain your milk through that so that a little trash or a little bug or something has fallen in it, where you strain it away, strain it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it away in a cool place or the refrigerator. But used to, you just had to put it in a stone bowl and put it in a cool place at the in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that's it's kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. Maybe you put down a layer of dough and then some apples and another layer of dough, some more apples on top of that.
Cobbler pie.
Okay. And you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie. It's sweet liquid like that. You'd call that a
sauce.
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food or his grub.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
snack.
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, they're standing up, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Go ahead, don't wait on me.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
Ask the blessing.
And then...
Serve yourself.
Or they're standing, you tell them to...
Sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he went ahead and...
What, served his plate.
Or what down? He was standing up, then he...
Sat down.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
Sit down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you tell them... Just
pass the potatoes, please.
Or just go ahead and what?
Serve yourself and then pass them.
Okay. And, or say if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
I can't eat that. That hurts my stomach.
Okay. And, or
I don't eat that.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew, eat.
Okay. You say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
You say he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
First piece of chitlin I ever tried to eat, that's what I did. I never swallowed it.
How did it taste?
It tasted very well, but the more I chewed it, the bigger it got. I never got where I could swallow it, so I spit it out.
What would you call peas and beets and carrots and things that you grow?
Vegetables.
Okay. And where would you grow them?
In the garden.
Okay. Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself?
No. I still call them the same thing. Or
okay.
I'd name them.
What would you call them? Whiskey that's made out in the woods. That's made it.
Homebrew.
Okay. Any other name?
Moonshine.
Moonshine liquor.
Okay. What if it's real bad stuff?
Slop.
Okay. Do you ever hear a splow?
That's something you drink?
It's a moonshine, another name, I think. What about beer that you make at home?
I don't want to know nothing about it. No part of it.